Welcome back to the Prayer Podcast. I'm Pastor Joe Patterson with my good friend, Pastor Christy Allen.
Hello, everyone.
And we are so glad that you have chose to join us today. There's all kinds of different options and opportunities and things that you could probably be doing today, but we're glad that you're with us. And as we begin our talk today, we want to kind of tell you what's going to be happening these next couple weeks. We're going to, for the next 4 weeks following this podcast, we're going to look back at all the work that Christy and I have kind of worked together on over the last year, and we're going to choose four or five of our favorites, you know.
Yeah, kind of the best of.
The best of, and we think that those should go into a box and be put away. I think they're just as valuable for these next couple of weeks as they probably were a couple months ago. So
yeah,
we're going to reshare those on the Prayer Podcast these next couple of weeks, and then we'll join you back at the 1st of June and have a fresh new perspective and conversation about some things that we're going to talk about this summer. So today, Christy, we have just come back last week. We spent 3 days in Nashville, Tennessee at the Q Conference.
Yes.
And tell us a little bit about that and where we're kind of going with our conversation today.
Yeah, so both of us were kind of struck by a particular panel that we went to. Q, for those of you who are not familiar with it, and I'm probably not going to describe it as fully awesome as it is, but they invite speakers of all different kinds that offer all different kinds of perspectives from areas of business and politics and
yes.
And the church and leadership and just all these things to help us as people. It's not even necessarily targeted at church leaders, just people in general, Christians, for how we can continue to stay in conversation with our culture and things that are happening and how that relates to our faith and how we can just continue to have good dialogue and discussion about these things and know that these things are happening in our world. So anyway, there was a panel about some practices, some spiritual practices, and particularly the word liturgy struck us. One of the books.
What's a big word? Big church word, Christy.
Big church word. So as we like to do here on the podcast, fill you in on the layman term of what liturgy is.
That's exciting. Let's do that today.
So let's do that, and then we're going to kind of unpack what that could mean in our daily life. Because I think when we hear the word liturgy, we all think Sunday morning.
Yes, Apostles' Creed.
The Apostles' Creed, the order of worship
yes.
as we think it through, like what song are we going to sing? When are we going to say the Lord's Prayer? When is the message or the sermon? So this is liturgy, typically in our minds, are the words we say,
yep.
the order of worship on a Sunday
yep.
morning. So we have learned from this week and then just in our conversations and thinking it through, the actual word liturgy means the work of the people.
Wow. So this is not something that's just exclusive to a church staff or to a ministerial staff that puts together a worship experience. This is something
Correct.
That is for, this word is big enough, wide enough, to expand to the life of someone that's outside the ministry.
Right. All
all
of the people of God.
All the
yes.
people of God.
All the people of God, which is exciting to me because I think we forget that, yes, we gather together, we congregate,
yes.
Because we are one community. We are one body of Christ. So Christ is the head. And so as we gather, and I love that it's work of the people.
Yep.
And I also think the word work, as we were kind of talking, there has to be some intentionality
yeah.
there, right?
Yeah.
You don't just show up. So if we really were doing liturgy correctly, even on a Sunday, we participate, right? We
right.
all do these things together. So so I like that idea of us doing it together. And it's a conscious effort. It's an intention.
Right.
We're intentional about
right.
it. Not it's not a passive thing. It's a participatory thing. Ooh, that's a
yeah.
big word.
Yeah.
But yeah, because I think we all want to participate. We don't want to just, you know what I mean? I think it's more meaningful when we can participate
right.
and do together and think of it as it's us as the people of God together.
And so we were talking about this, you know, this conversation is not an attempt to inspire you to do something more. This is a is a conversation about a particular mindset or a lens or a or a perspective to offer to life. Not not an additional thing that, that you want to necessarily, you know, it's going to require a bunch of time or a bunch of, you know, to set aside. This is different. This is a different thing we're talking about here. This is how can we place a blanket of God upon every last coming and going that we have in our life. And the thing about it is the tendency is for us in prayer, like you said earlier, to be seeking God in praiseworthy times and good times, and then when we've hit rock bottom. But in essence, he wants the whole spectrum. He wants to be involved in the whole spectrum. He wants to be, when you wake up in the morning, he wants to be acknowledged. You know, he wants, when you are driving down the street, he wants to be in that vehicle with you. When you are at a kid's soccer game, he wants to be cheering for your kid too. You know, there's no part of the fabric of our life that he doesn't want to be a part of. He wants all of it. He wants the good, bad, happy, and sad, our anxieties, our insecurities, our good places, our broken places, all of it.
That's right. And I think as you were saying that, and I was thinking about, so we had talked about the two ends of the spectrum that we tend to go to, and I said there's a third option.
Sure.
You know, we think about praying at before dinner.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, or when we're at church, or when we're just compelled to, you know, at a gathering or whatnot. And so so that we do participate then. But a lot of times that's kind of by rote. That's kind of like, oh, it's time to pray. But we don't really think about, I'm really grateful, or I really want to invite God into this conversation, or I really, you know, whatever it is we're praying for at that moment. And I love that you said every part of the fabric of our lives, because that's true. He wants us to share life with him, or he wants to share life with us. And that's all he wants, us to be mindful of him in that way, not in a, we tend to separate him and take him out in moments where we think we need God or when we think it's appropriate. And honestly, how much better, even when you get to those sad times or hard times, if you had been doing that all along, it might be easier, I think, likely, that you'd be more comfortable because you have shared time with God. And so, like Joe said, we don't want this to be an add to your list. And we're not talking about, we're going to give you 10 tips to the best spiritual disciplines of your life. But we just want to give you a new lens, a new frame to think through this. So I think it was interesting, Joe, the one gentleman who was describing, he adopted a liturgy for his morning. And so when we think of liturgy and think of order and things, so like liturgy at church, we do a certain order of things that help lead us and guide us to be close to God in that time that we're worshiping. So he adopted a liturgy for every day. Which would invite God into his day. And so I want you to describe that, because I thought it was really fascinating.
Well, he kind of came up with, and this was the helpful thing, is that he had the self-awareness to look at his life and say, okay, where do I, you know, I'm looking at my realities, my day, where do I need to involve God, you know, in my everyday. And so he had selected, I believe, five S categories, you know.
Yes, he had to alliterate.
Had to kind of do that. So we kind of do these crazy things in church, you know, to kind of make it more memorable, you know. So and that's a helpful thing, you know, to look at that way. But, you know, he looked at it from singing, you know. He wanted to sing a praise. He wanted to do some type of scripture, you know, engagement. Mm-hmm. He wanted to think of his schedule, you know, every day. And he wanted to think of his staff, you know, as a pastor or leader of people. And I forget what the fifth one was.
I I don't remember.
Well, anyway, the bottom line is he looked very silence. Yeah, that's right.
Silence.
That's it.
He wanted to spend some time in
silence.
He
wanted to spend some time in silence. So silence, scripture, singing, staff, and schedule. Those were his five things that he intentionally offered to God on his 15-20 minute trip to work every day
In
his car. Turned off the radio. He turned off his phone and offered those five things, those five categories to God every morning on his trip to work.
And what a simple way to invite God into your day, you know? And I think for all of us, you know, just in thinking, like you said, we can't, time is hard and our schedules are crazy. And I know for me, I struggle to do something every day. I'm lucky if I eat and sleep anywhere remotely at the same times of day, every day. So I think even in thinking of that, like figuring out what works for you of how to connect and remember that God is with you all day, how to start looking for those ways. And I think as you do that, you would start recognizing his presence more,
right.
You know, and that he does care. I love that you said he wants to cheer for your kid at the soccer game, you know, because he loves you and he loves your kid.
Yeah.
And how joyful is that? I think that's very helpful. There was another guy there that has a book called Every Moment Holy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I loved that because he literally had a prayer for anything you could think of.
The most mundane things we could think of, he was convinced. He is convinced. That it has a sacred possibility or a holy possibility. And that is what an encouraging word that he shared with us, because, you know, it's real easy for us to believe if things get so bad or things get so inward or we puff ourselves up so much that God's not present in that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that hard. It's not that hard for that to take place.
To happen. Mm-hmm.
But if the mindset's there that we're bringing God into everything we do, then it's impossible for us to not see his presence.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's just not possible.
Yeah. And even in the mundane things, because I think that's where, and we talked about this when we talked about, Lent and fasting, how we get trapped in just our mundane, humdrum, workaday world.
Right.
We just do. Like, we just do. We get trapped in that, and just every day is pretty much the same, right? And so Lent and fasting kind of gave us an opportunity to break up the routine a little bit. And to feel, set the pace a little different, do something a little bit differently. And so I think with this, in connection to that, it made me think of, even when we get back to our routine, you know, Easter's happened, we're kind of back to ordinary time here pretty quickly. I mean, right now we're in Easter tide,
sure.
But, you know, we have all slipped back into our work schedule and, you know, and whatever. And we have school quickly ending, so people are even more in a frenzy getting, you know, summer plans and wrapping up things and whatever. How can we, if we think about God does care about the mundane and the humdrum, or just the, oh gosh, here we go again, you know, oh, it's Monday again, you know, God and I have many a laugh together, Joe.
Yeah.
There are times where I'm like, you are too funny that this is happening right now, because, oh, here you are surprising me again when I at least expect it, you know. So just kind of being on the lookout, like you said, he is there. If we could just frame our mind to remembering he's here, even in the stupid things that we do every day or the mundane things we do every day. And then, like with any relationship, you develop that closeness in those times. Then when things are hard or joyful, I think it's even easier to bring God even closer in those moments if you've already had that kind of day-to-day relationship. But we recognize this is hard.
Yes.
Like, as human beings, you were talking earlier about how easy it is for us to just... Shut it down.
Well, you know,
or not. It,
and I think there's a level of our culture and our realities that want to cast a lie upon what really is going on. I mean, we want to be convinced that there's not time for this, that there's no time for this. You know, we were talking earlier about, you know, I have some schoolwork to finish up here in a couple of weeks, and you know, I'm kind of behind on that stuff, and I've convinced myself that I don't have time to do it.
Right.
But then there's a level of, well, I don't want to do it, you know? So, you know, so if you don't want to do something, you're not going to make time for it.
You're not going to make time. Mm-hmm.
And so it's, you know, liturgy comes from a level of want to as well.
Sure.
I mean, you want God's involvement. He is mighty and capable and willing to offer his involvement. And he's gonna be there regardless whether you acknowledge him or not.
Yes, and he is working all the time.
So,
as we say here.
Wouldn't it be just so much easier to just acknowledge him in every moment and every place and every person that you encounter?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there'd probably be a lot less hurt, a lot less some things,
anxiety.
Some things might not get said that we probably shouldn't say in the first place, mm-hmm. you know. So it's just like, you know, liturgy offers us the potential to acknowledge really what God's doing
mm-hmm.
in our midst, and the more that we involve Him. The more we convince ourselves and are convinced of his presence and his mighty, mighty movements around us.
That's right. That's right. So we want to encourage you as we're encouraging ourselves, because I got pretty excited about that. And it made me want to try to figure out what mine's going to look like. How can I include some sort of daily liturgy, whatever that might mean for me, you know, include some time of prayer and praise, and I love the silence thing. I think we're so inundated with, even if it's just visual noise, you know, our devices, just not looking at something for a time, or looking at nature, or just closing your eyes for a minute. I mean, goodness. And we have these smart watches that remind us to get up and walk or to breathe. You know, maybe that's an opportunity. I just thought of that. You know, you're always talking about breathing in the spirit and breathing out the anxiety or whatever. You know, maybe the next time your smartwatch buzzes and tells you, hey, you need to breathe or stretch, that could be part of my liturgy. It's like, oh, my watch is reminding me I need to get up. So that means maybe that's the moment I dial into just a minute. Just, I mean, goodness, stealing moments away with God every day. What that could look like, and that intentional, if you're that kind of person who can do a, like that gentleman who does it every morning, I think that's amazing. Yeah. I mean, you're in your car every day going to work, right? So anyway, we want to encourage you to find what that means for you, and to hear us say that we're all figuring this out, right? Like we're not alone. You are not alone, and God loves us in spite of ourselves. Yeah. Thank God he does. And so I'm encouraged and grateful that we had that time away, and we hope that will be an encouragement to you, and maybe give you a new way to kind of frame your day or your week, and look for and think about those moments being holy, even in the mundane of what you're doing today.
Well, we hope you enjoy the best of installments for these next couple weeks, and we'll be back hard at it back in June when we come and encounter summertime. And so we look forward to seeing you again then. Until we meet again, we love you, and we just remind you, you're not alone. And there's a mighty God out there that is present and loves you as well. So, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Mm-hmm.